Good afternoon. It is April 11, 2013. The time is 4:41 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of New York State, where I live and reside on this Thursday, and it would make it about 9:41 London time. 9:41 p.m. London time. And it's been 24 hours since I've read the article in The Guardian yesterday concerning Mark Rock's pending departure from Audioboo. This upcoming May 1st, where he will only have sort of a dotted line going back to Audioboo with any type of a association with, and no real direct contact or workings with. And I guess when I heard the news, I would have to be honest that I was surprised, shocked, upset, just like a lot of Audioboo users. But first and foremost, I want to say and express to Mark Rock and his family, I wish you the best. Nothing but the best, sir, for you and your family. I know you're on vacation, and I hope you have a great, enjoyable vacation. There's also a couple Audioboos, one yesterday from Christian Payne at Documentally, entitled "The Real Investors Are the Ones That Share," and one today from Bernie Goldbach at Top Gold, "Volatile Audioboo." Two very good Audioboos that I think my feelings run parallel to what they were expressing in both these Audioboos. Christian's Audioboo, the stressing that fact of backing up your content. Well, with this pending news, I will probably re-engage in backing up my Audioboos. I think I was only a third of backing up my total Audioboos, but I'm going to be getting on the stick of moving that a little bit more faster, I guess. And then in Bernie's Audioboo today, he had the possibility that Audioboo may change. We don't know. Where Audioboo is Audioboo favoring broadcasters and one-way journalism? And is that an unfounded assumption? I don't think it's an unfounded assumption, with the fact that if you see what's listed on the featured and trend pages, there's nothing but broadcasters and one-way journalism. Matter of fact, the Audioboo that Christian Payne produced yesterday, I would have figured, hands down, that would have been on the featured list, but it isn't. Matter of fact, you can't even find it in the Audioboo 2 app or the Audioboo Classic app listing on my iPad Mini here. I can't find it. It's listed on its webpage, but for some odd reason, it's not listed on the app listing. I find that very, very bizarre. Compared to what today Audioboo had listed a Audioboo, or featured an Audioboo entitled "New Politics Program Preview," that has been featured. And I listened to it and I thought it was crap. Who cares about another program about politics? Given what's at issue now, there was solid content in Christian Payne's Audioboo as compared to the Audioboo's featured "New Politics Program Preview." So there's something going on there. I'm not sure. If you look at Audioboo's webpage concerning their current contests, Galaxy S3 and Note 2, you can win. And I can't even enter. I've tried, I don't know, 24 times, and I still don't know if I'm entered or not. And I don't care anymore. It's crap. And if that's what we expect from Audioboo, hopefully not. I expressed in a tweet that I have faith in the Audioboo team, but that was before knowing Mark Rock wasn't going to leave. Now he's leaving, so there's an uncertainty there. So there's no direct contact concerning the subject from Mark, which I respect that. And even the unofficial spokesperson, Dolores, has even come in on it. So time will tell, and it is what it is. So that's my take on it. So, and I'm about out of time on this Audioboo. So y'all have a good one. Ciao for now, and peace.